Hi there. This is Barbara Scher with your weekly audio tip. Empty your thinking of the either-or fallacy. A client recently said to me, "I have no idea what career I want. I just know I don't want a life stocking shelves with canned soup." Well, that's a start. But don't assume it's your dream job versus the pits of hell. Do you have any idea how many people would never even think of such an alternative? This kind of thinking blinds you to so many other options. Like, how about your dream job versus a pleasant job, surrounded by nice coworkers that leaves you the time and brings you the money to do your most beloved activity on your own? Or how about having three or four different ways of bringing in money, where one of them involves doing what you love best? Or, if your dream is to live in another country, how about getting a temporary job of any kind in that country? Just take the most unbearable jobs off all your option lists. Who said those were your choices? The most radical notions are the most frightening. Too many people scare themselves with choices that don't make any sense. Like, I'd have to quit my job and let my family starve if I became a scuba diver. In fact, if you really became a scuba diver, you'd either find a way to earn money at it, or you'd do it part of the time and earn money the rest of the time. If you avoid either-or thinking, you'll be much more willing to go after your dreams.